What do you know about Nicodemus? Truthfully, I knew little to nothing about this guy. His name sounds familiar somewhere in the depths of my Sunday school learnings, but I really didn't know that much. You know what was surprising? Not only could I completely relate to this guy, but I couldn't believe the simple game plan that Jesus gives us just in these nugget of verses. I think you'll be surprised too. So if you've ever thought to yourself, "My brain just doesn't get it, God," today's episode is for you. It's all coming up on She Read It Herself. Hi. Hi, hi, hi. Oh, how are you? I'm struggling today, y'all. I'm just tired, a little grouchy. My physical body just wants to curl up in a ball in the sun somewhere, like, you know, my cat on the couch. But I think it's a mix of PMS maybe, and my little guy, my six-year-old, he was homesick from school yesterday. And while, you know, it's nice spending the day with him, especially because he's usually a little Tasmanian devil of energy, and when he's sick, he's just a snuggle puss. But being up the night before and taking care of him all day, getting no work done, anyway, it's just all caught up with me. But I'm going to set all that aside. I'm going to stop my moaning. And how about you and me get in a good mental place so in the next 15 minutes, we can just focus on what is God trying to tell me today? Let's take a deep breath and let it out. Feel your shoulders drop. Feel your face relax and let all those messy little thoughts just melt away. The verses today are John 3, 1 through 8. It's just a little nugget, but couldn't believe how much we got out of it. Also, quick side note, if you're following along while you're listening to this, all the previous episodes I've read from my NIV Bible. It's the one I've had for, oh my gosh, 20-something years. But recently, in doing more research, I've been really interested in the history of the Bible and the translations. I decided to purchase the NRSV version. It's super close to NIV, but for what we're doing here, where we're really digging into word by word, what is the scripture saying? I wanted to have the most historically accurate translation. Honestly, either one is fine, but if you were a little thrown off, I wanted you to know why. Okay, let's go. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" I mean, side note, I certainly hope not. Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows wherever it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone born of the spirit." Just right off the bat, I love two things. One, dude shows up in the middle of the night and Jesus isn't annoyed. He doesn't turn him away. He is open and is listening to him. And the second thing, I'm guessing he came at night because clue one, it says at the very beginning that he was a Pharisee. And remember, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were the high priest and Jewish leaders, and we're starting to see it unfold that they weren't too happy about what Jesus was doing. They were hearing about the signs and the miracles, and it threatened them. So for this guy Nicodemus to sneak out at night so no one sees him, I don't shame him for that at all. It was probably hard because all of his peers were of a particular mindset, but something stirred in Nicodemus, and he was willing to listen to that stirring. He loved God enough to go, maybe I don't know it all. I need to go and find out more. Did you know that when you're willing to find out more, when you're willing to be a seeker, it's unintended humility? When I look back on my spiritual life, almost everything has started out with being humble and being a seeker. Just being willing to ask, to look. And that's what we see Nicodemus doing, which is so relatable. I mean, whatever question you might have, maybe you're here because something bothers you in Christianity, or you have a question about the Bible. You have a belief already before coming here, but you're willing to look and see. Or maybe it's more relatable if it's a situation in your life that you already know what you want. You've pretty much decided, this is what I want to do. This is what my husband and I want to do. This is what I think is the best thing to do for our kids. But you've got that little bit of uneasiness of, I don't know, I'm just not quite sure if this is the next right step. And you listen to that little stirring, and you're willing to just come and seek it out a little. That first step is so powerful. I cannot tell you how much it has changed my life being willing to seek. And when I say seek, I mean either asking by prayer or seeking in the Word, preferably both. So first lesson I get from this is just to humble myself a little bit and to seek out God, to seek out God's will. Because so many times my little dodo brain doesn't quite get it the first time, just like Nicodemus. I mean, my goodness, yes, should we stick you back in your mother's womb and be born again? Obviously, a man thing to say. But look what happens next. Step two is patience. We see here that Jesus is being a patient teacher. Nicodemus doesn't get it quite yet. He's thinking with his literal brain. His little brain is going, wait, say what? That doesn't make sense. You want me to be born out of my mother again? He's thinking with his literal brain and not with his spirituality, not with his soul, with his heart. But of course, Jesus doesn't just roll his eyes and walk away. He keeps speaking to him. He keeps guiding him. And I want you to take note of that, because sometimes when we seek, we don't get our answer right away. We're left a little stumped of, I just don't know what God wants from me here. But that doesn't mean we stop, because God will not stop answering you. God is a patient teacher. I'll admit that when I've gone to Scripture to seek out what God's wanted for me, and when I was stuck in certain situations during my divorce and not knowing what do I do next, where do we move, or how do I take care of the kids, and I was seeking out answers during my divorce, but I wasn't quite getting like this neon sign from heaven showing me what to do. So I kept asking and I kept looking. Because sometimes it's vague, but it's only vague because our little human brains sometimes aren't able to see it quite yet. But trust me when I tell you that God answering you isn't a one-and-done type of game he plays. If you don't get your answer, you don't get your sign right away, it's okay if we don't understand the first time we ask. Have faith. It's not a dead end. This makes me think of an upcoming episode that I am I'm so excited about. I'm having a friend of mine on. She's this incredible woman, and she went through something similar with her journey for having a second baby. I'm not going to spoil too much of it, but she didn't know. Her and her husband didn't know. They were at a crossroads. Do we try IVF again, or do we go towards the adoption route? They had to make a decision, and she and I talked about it several times. I prayed for her, and she prayed. I told her, I was like, just pray for a glowing neon sign. If that's what you need, then ask for that. And she did. And the way God answered it in such an insane, like, glowing neon sign way shortly after was incredible. And we're going to do the whole episode, and she's going to come on and tell her story. But I bring it up now, not just to tease you, but as an example of, just because we don't get the answer right away doesn't mean it isn't coming. For her, it needed to happen when it happened. You'll understand when you hear the whole story, but when God closed the door and finally gave her a direct answer, it was exactly when it needed to happen. And looking back, she's in awe. She's just in awe of, I can't believe God actually answered when I asked him to send me a glowing neon sign. But it took some time. She had to sit in limbo for a little while, a little time of continuing to ask without necessarily getting the answer, but having enough faith to ask and seek again tomorrow. Which brings me right to step 3. Keep asking. You'll see as we keep reading about Nicodemus's experience with Jesus that it doesn't just end there. He doesn't just throw his hands up and go, well, I didn't really get what the guy had to say, so I'm going back to my Pharisee buds. The conversation kept going. I don't know how many times in my life I've asked God for an answer. I've prayed for a glowing neon sign. And I don't always, in fact, usually, get it right away. And I have to remind myself that that doesn't mean God just isn't going to answer me this time. I'm on my own. I'll just have to figure this one out. This story that we read today, this game plan, these steps, it says to keep going. So step 3, keep asking, keep seeking. And when I read that beautiful analogy in verse 8, I realized, oh, I don't have to wait alone. There is a helper that God has sent me to be with me during that time where my brain just doesn't quite get it yet. Verse 8, the wind blows wherever it chooses and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. You'll see once we get further in John, specifically John 15, 26 through John 16, if you want to skip ahead, that Jesus speaks at great length to his disciples that after his death, he's going to send them what he calls an advocate or a helper to be with them, to guide them in life, to give them direction, and to give them comfort. That helper is the Holy Spirit. And the loveliest part is, you and I both have that right now. God has given us an advocate. I love that that word is used in the Bible to describe the Holy Spirit, because an advocate is defined as a helper. Call on that Spirit. I think it's probably the most underappreciated gift that I've ever been given. And we'll get into that in further episodes, but please don't underestimate the power of the gift of the Holy Spirit that God has given you. The wind is very real. It's something that we can logically know is there, but we can't see it. We can't see where it's come from. We don't know where it's going, but we see the effects of it. We see the leaves move. And if you call on the Holy Spirit to help you, to be your advocate, you will see those results too. I can speak firsthand on this. I have had that unexplainable peace before. I've had the comfort of the Holy Spirit. I've had those stirrings. I've had those stirrings, kind of like we talked about something stirring in Nicodemus. I've had those, that little voice inside being like, meh, maybe you should do this. you know, nudge, nudge, come on over this way. And I always loved it. Before I really started solidifying my faith again, I thought of it as intuition. I was like, man, I have really good intuition. I feel this voice inside that guides me. No, girl, that wasn't intuition. That was the Holy Spirit. Come on. And I would feel it once in a while. And maybe you can relate to that. But do you ever wish you could feel it more? You could feel it all the time? Well, I'll tell you one thing. Ever since I have started truly seeking out God through prayer and not just reading our scriptures, but digesting scripture every day, I have felt the Holy Spirit more than I ever have in my life. I get that unexplainable peace all the time. I get that nudge of direction all the time. Most underappreciated gift I have ever had. But boy, do I appreciate it now. As we close now, I just want you to remember one thing. If there's one thing that you end this episode with, it's that if this sounds all just too overwhelming, just remember the first step that Nicodemus took. Humility. He was humble enough to seek out what he didn't quite understand. And after that, have the patience to keep seeking, because like Nicodemus, our little dodo brains don't always get it right away. So keep asking, keep seeking, and then have faith by listening and obeying. Not trying to oversimplify life, but what if it really could be that simple? Here's your thought for today to gnaw on, and I'd love to hear from you. I always love hearing from you guys, and I would love your notes of what you took from this, what this meant to you. Remember, she read it herself means you read it for yourself. Don't take my interpretation of the Bible. You go, you read it for yourself, you decide for yourself. And if you ever want to talk, you can DM me at Ms. MS Pink Monster on Instagram. You also get to see the chaos of motherhood of my life. And if you wouldn't mind sharing this with another woman of faith, because I have this vision that we are just going to grow in this incredible community of like-minded women. And ladies, we're going to change the world. I don't know. I'm putting it out there. We'll see. What's the last thing I always ask you guys for? Oh, that's right. I mooch at you to please leave a positive review if you don't mind taking 2 seconds so Apple will push me out to more ladies. Okay, that's it for today. I am not going to go take a nap. I am going to go get stuff done. That is what I'm telling myself. All right, you go on with your day and I'll meet you here next week. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye.